Hey, everybody. Welcome back for another episode of the 5-Minute Discipleship Podcast. My name is Lauren Hicks, and every day I share 5-Minute episodes to help you grow in your faith. This podcast is about discipleship and spiritual growth. It's my prayer that these short episodes inspire you and encourage you to be a fully devoted follower of Jesus Christ. If you're new here, let me invite you to subscribe on your favorite podcast app so that you can join us each day. Today on the podcast, we are talking about God's power to change your life. My heart was saddened as I listened to him talk. His words were filled with defeat. He was giving up. He had listened to the lies of the enemy. My friend had struggled with an addiction on and off for several years. At the time of our conversation, he was at a low point. With tears in his eyes, he lifted his head and looked at me. "I'll never be able to defeat this," he said. In that moment, the enemy had succeeded in getting him to believe a lie that his life could not be changed. I want to speak to every one of you who have heard that same lie. Recognize it for what it is. It is a lie. Listen to these words from Jesus in John chapter 8, verse 44, concerning the devil. Jesus said, "He has nothing to do with the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks out of his own character, for he is a liar and the father of lies." So let me encourage you to shut out the lies of the enemy and hear God's truth. Yes, you can change. God is in the business of changing lives. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, you can be victorious. You can overcome temptation, habits, sin, failure, and defeat. You are not who Satan says you are. You are who God says you are. Jesus defeated the curse of sin by his sacrificial death on the cross. He did not die on the cross so we would stay bound in our sin. Jesus died on the cross to set us free. We hear it said all the time, people don't change. Who they are, well, that's who they are. It seems like a hopeless statement. But Christianity is about change, and the Bible is full of stories with messed up people who were changed by the power of God. God takes what people see as useless, worthless, ruined, and broken, and he makes them new. One of the Old Testament stories that amazes me is the story of a woman named Rahab. When the Israelites were entering the Promised Land, the first city they conquered was Jericho. And when the Jewish spies were searching out the land, a prostitute named Rahab hid them in her home to protect them from being discovered by soldiers. In Joshua chapter 2, verses 9 through 11, she says, "I know the Lord has given this land to you, and that a great fear of you has fallen on us, so that all who live in this country are melting in fear because of you. We have heard how the Lord dried up the waters of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt. For the Lord your God is God in heaven above and on earth below." What a statement of faith. As a result of her faith, the lives of Rahab and her family were spared when Jericho was destroyed. Amazingly, we learn in Matthew chapter 1 that Rahab is in the family lineage of Jesus, the Messiah. Only God could do something like this. He can take a non-Jewish woman who practices prostitution, change her life, and put her in the family tree of Jesus. If God can do that in Rahab's life, what can he do in your life? No one in Rahab's culture would believe that she was capable of change. No one would have believed that she would do something great with her life. No one believed that thousands of years later, people would be talking about her and learning from her. But that is exactly what happened because she said yes to God. Do you ever wonder why people can't bring themselves to say yes to Jesus? It requires faith. It requires courage. It's so hard for people to believe they can change. But I want to remind you of something very important. The change we are talking about is not achieved through human efforts alone. We don't change because we bought a book of 7 steps to a better life. Change occurs because we embraced Jesus. We received him into our lives, and as a result, we received his power to change. True change always begins with faith in God. I know we make feeble attempts to change our lives, but until the heart is changed, we are not truly changed. Behavior modification is nice, but God's change goes much deeper. And here's today's challenge. Refuse to believe that you will always be the same. Let Jesus change and transform you. He is ready if you are. Hey, thanks again for joining me for today's episode. If you like this podcast, you can help us find new listeners by leaving a rating and a review. The largest percentage of our listeners listen on Apple Podcasts, and by leaving a rating and review, you help others discover the podcast. And yes, it really does help, so let me thank you in advance. I hope you have a wonderful day, and until next time, let's continue on our journey as followers of Jesus.